The first psalm, the psalm number 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. What a psalm to start off this wonderful guidebook with. In this psalm we have the conduct of the child of God. Then we have the correctness or the converse of the child of God. We have the comparison of the believer and the contrast of the believer with the ungodly. You notice it says blessed, and that word in the original is in the plural. In other words, blessed, 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 and you can go on and you can multiply the blesseds, because it's in the plural, and therefore you can't calculate what the blessing of God on the believer who walks in God's way will be. It's incalculable. And it says here, he walketh not. That's his daily conduct. And then, he standeth not. And then, he sitteth not. So there you have, if you were going to go by the world, there's the decline. You walk. Then you take your stand. And then you begin to sit in scorn and judgment on God and on the things of God. So you can see the decline there. But then it says, there's the converse of it, or correctness, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. We have seen much in the papers this week. And many people are flocking, but I don't read anything of the law of the Lord. Don't read anything of the law concerning sin and guilt and judgment, salvation. It may be sprinkled somewhere, but it's not the uppermost. But the psalmist here, under God, says, this is paramount. That you have the negative, that you don't do. And you have the positive, that you do. And it says, there's a delectation or jubilation. He delighteth in the law of the Lord. Delights in the law of the Lord. And many professing Christians today can say, I delight to do thy will. I delight in thy word. I delight in thy law. That's his delight. You know, I go around the shops and I'm not allowed to eat them now. The waitress told me off, getting too protracted in certain places. But turkey's delight, you know, it's turkey's delight. That's to show you how delectable it is and how nice it is to the taste. It might be good for you. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And then he meditates on it. The meditation. meditates. Now, it doesn't say that he's clever, or that he's brilliant, or that she has wonderful brains. Yes, the intellectual, the professor, the lecturer, the university teacher, they meditate. But so can the ordinary person, can meditate on the law of the Lord. And the Lord will reveal his truth in his own way to whatever level of intelligence you have, or what you haven't. He'll give you the spirit, the message, and then the continuation is there, day and night. Then there's a comparison. He's like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. Can't go too deep into this psalm, but just to start us off this morning, he's just like a tree planted. His roots go down, rooted and grounded in love, rooted and grounded in the Word, rooted and grounded in the Spirit, rooted and grounded by the waters of the Word of God. And he bringeth forth his fruit. Why do we not bring forth fruit at times that we should, in the season that we should? Maybe it's because we're not delighting and meditating and continuing in the Word of God. You see, the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. So what's the psalmist say? When we follow what is said under God here, when love is needed, I'll produce love, the fruit of it. When joy is needed, the fruit will be produced. When long suffering or peace or gentleness or goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, in the circumstances in which they are needed, if I am following what the psalmist says in this psalm, then there will be the natural produce. It'll come forth in its season. When it's needed, it'll be brought forth. But the ungodly are not so. Here's the sad thing. The contrast is here. They'll not stand in the judgment. They'll fall in the judgment. Not for the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Just a wee meditation to start us off. Here endeth the first lesson, as some of us were brought up in the Episcopal Church, and so here endeth the first lesson. And we trust that the Lord will bless the few thoughts. Now let's stand to praise the Lord. We'll sing the paraphrase number 30. Come, let us to the Lord our God with contrite hearts return. Our God is gracious, nor will leave the desolate to mourn.